9 Reasons You Should Be Using Display Advertising. This is an article on stateofdigital.com from September 8th, 2014, written by Sam Noble. There are many different platforms available to advertisers looking to take advantage of display advertising, including Criteo, AdRoll, and Google itself. In this post, I'm going to explain 9 different reasons why you should be taking advantage of display advertising and including it within your overall marketing strategy. The reach. Just going off the Google Display Network alone, it reaches approximately 92% of all internet users. 65% of those users are reached daily. The Google Display Network is the largest global display network with over 2 million plus sites with more than a trillion impressions served to over 1 billion users every month. These are very significant statistics that should remain at the forefront of your mind when you are thinking about whether or not display advertising is right for you. Contextual targeting. There are various ways that you can target potential customers using display advertising, and contextual targeting is just one of them. Using contextual targeting in your campaigns, your adverts will be down to individuals based on their search query and browsing history. You specify the type of searches you want your ads to appear for in the same way as you would with standard paid search advertising. Include keywords and phrases relevant to your brand or offering. The network will then place your adverts on sites that are relevant to those keywords, matching your ads contextually to each phrase. Captivating adverts. Rather than just sticking with the plain text ads you see in the normal search results, you can get extremely creative with your adverts, drawing people's attention to your offering. Have a look at some of the adverts below in this post. You can see how much they would attract your eye if you were on a website and also had a need or requirement for what the ads were promoting. If you look at the different ads, you can go to the post itself. I'll try to describe them a little bit. So a Virgin ad, for example, has a lot of different stuff in it. So there's the discount, there's the shop now buttons, there's numbers in it with the actual prices, booking does the same with prices, a lot of incentives all over the different ads. Brand awareness. Display advertising can be really cheap if you are trying to increase people's awareness of your brand. Select the right pricing model. I would recommend CPC, and create the right adverts, and you can get your brand seen by thousands of potential new customers. If you're using the Google Display Network, their technology ensures that your ads do not appear next to any undesirable content, but I would always recommend that you go to the Site Category Options tab in AdWords to specifically exclude your ads from the type of sites you may not want your ad brand to be associated with. High-profile website advertising. Using display advertising, you can place your adverts on some very high-profile websites for very little cost. Sites such as Expedia, The Trainline, and The Independent all show adverts on their site. If you're being associated with these sites, it can give the impression that you are investing a lot in your advertising campaigns when it could actually be costing you a lot less than you think. Placement ad targeting. In the same way as you can opt for contextual targeting in your campaigns, you can also specify the sites that you want to appear on. These are called placements. If you're using contextual targeting, you can continuously review what sites Google are showing your ads on, and any that you like, you can pull them into your own management placement campaign, so you can closely monitor and refine for the highly targeted sites. Multiple pricing options. You can choose between cost per impression, CPM, or cost per click, CPC, bidding when it comes to advertising on the display network. Opting for CPC bidding means that your adverts can be seen by thousands of potential customers, but you only have to pay when someone actually clicks on the advert. Demographic targeting. I don't have much experience with other display advertising platforms, but if you are using the AdWords Display Network, you can now target by various demographics such as these listed below. Interests, travel, entertainment, sports, etc., based on what they search for or have specified in the Ad Preferences Manager. Topic, travel, entertainment, sports, etc., based on the sites rather than audience. Geographic, language, English speakers, worldwide, English speakers, London, show ads by region, postcode, and language. And finally, demographic, age, gender, parental status. If you want to add more layers of targeting, placement, topics, gender, age, interests, etc., you can add them to either your automatic or managed placement campaigns as bid adjustment. Remember to change the setting to bid only under the flexible reach tab in AdWords Editor if you want to have a bid adjustment on a criteria but still show ads when your other targeting criteria show. View through conversions. If you're doing display advertising through the Google Display Network, you should make sure you are using AdWords conversion tracking rather than importing your goals directly from Google Analytics. If you have this in place, you can then track view-through conversions, making the data you get from your reports much more valuable. Display advertising may not always drive conversions directly to the adverts, but the subliminal messaging from the adverts can enhance your brand profile and push people to convert with you along the way. This article is called 9 Reasons You Should Be Using Display Advertising on State of Digital. You can find the article on stateofdigital.com, and you can also find it on st.al/9reasons.